Good morning. I am Lucilla Lewis, independent consultant and managing director of Rodney's Wellness Retreat, a community-based tourism project in Dominica, owned and operated by my family, and also managing director of ICMS Limited, my consulting firm. I am here to share with you some thoughts on the topic: tourism impacts and challenges, the triple bottom line, Dominica's experience. The theory of the triple bottom line addresses the need to maximize the development impacts of tourism by paying attention to all of the following three impacts: the sociocultural impact, the environmental impact, and the economic impact. I deliberately listed the economic impact last because it is the obvious reason countries invest in developing their tourism sector, and therefore the most observed and analyzed impact. This ordering therefore hints my desire for an increase in investment of resources in monitoring the first two impacts, the sociocultural impacts and environmental impacts. So the macroeconomic impact, which we have all been preoccupied with over the years, include creation of jobs. Self-employment is an important category there because we know the self-esteem and the sociocultural impacts you get out of self-employment, self-esteem, etc. To attract foreign direct investment, because you want to increase the capital stock and induce growth in GDP through the bigger business that would be financed by foreign direct investment, especially in the hotel sector. To stimulate the multiplier effect in the economy and hence broaden the tax base for government. So you have more businesses, more people employed, so naturally, more taxes being collected and government is happy. At least the treasury is happier. But all of that ultimately leads to creating wealth, poverty reduction, alleviation, and improving the well-being of the people. Now, this is especially the need for monitoring those two impacts, as well as the economic impacts, as we said earlier, is especially so in the tourism sector, which consumes goods and services, which result in positive and negative impacts in those three areas. So the tourism sector consumes goods and services which have positive and negative sociocultural impacts, positive and negative environmental impacts, and positive and negative economic impacts. Okay. Let's look at the impacts from food and beverage consumption. Those can be imported, those can be locally produced. If imported, we have the negative impact of leakages, which can result in the visible trade balance going into deficit. In the case of the seeds, I dare say a worsening deficit, as seeds tend to have negative trade balance for the external sector. If locally produced, there's a positive effect of inducing local production in the sense that small businesses being established to produce the goods that are needed. In the case of seeds, the sector that stands out in terms of this positive benefit, the sectors, I should say, agriculture, arts and craft, etc., music, etc., the entertainment sector. So there can be leakages, there can be stimulation in business activity. Even when there are leakages, the imports, it doesn't mean it's bad, depending on the imports. If it's all for capital formation, fine. If it's all consumer goods for the hotels, for the tourists, then we have some analysis and some questions we can do in terms of how we could reduce those leakages through substitution with local production. Then we have also the physical environment, which is being consumed, your natural resources, use of your beaches, the built environment, your farmlands. People may have to move as a result of major construction projects in the sector. You may find, but there are the positive benefits of enhanced infrastructure. You may have a better road network to get to hotels in different areas. Governments tend to make that priority as part of the negotiation with direct investment enterprises. A road goes up to an area that was not accessible before, so the communities in the area benefit. So there are the positive, always the positive and negative impacts. The positive impacts, I say, the economic ones, the job creation we see, but we also need to see those negatives, not to do away with tourism, it's the lifeblood for several cities, but to address those negatives, and that is the sustainability and the triple attention to the triple bottom line becomes important for seeds. Okay, so we spoke of those economic impacts. We spoke of those environmental impacts. They are the socio-economic impacts that we need to address. Sorry, the socio-cultural, which border on, some border on socio-economic, yeah? You can have the positive benefit of improved healthcare. You can have the negative effect of the demonstration effect where you find the young people in particular tend to want to follow the lifestyle of the tourists that are wrong. There's some good and some bad there that can be adopted. There's also the possibility of increased crime as all people sometimes think tourists are rich, so then they become target for theft and things like that. And so we have consumption of our heritage sites, which can be good if we do not overpackage what we have. There's always the risk of overpackaging when there's mass tourism, yeah? So there's the consumption of your heritage sites, visiting them, the carnival and festivals that we promote, the experience of the community life, which can be quite an attraction, use of our tour guides or artisans. So there are the positives, the extra business, but there can be the negatives, which we must be attentive to ensure the sustainability of those services that we offer the tourists. So having given this background of the positives and negatives, which fall under the economic, the environmental, and the sociocultural, I just want to look briefly at Dominica's experience. Yeah? Dominica's tourism sector took off in very recent years as there was a global trend of increased interest in nature, heritage, and experience tourism. Now, why did Dominica get involved, became known in the market in this backdrop? It is because Dominica is known for its rugged mountains and terrain. So you see the environment there being showcased, its heavy rainfall and abundance of water, flora and fauna, again, the environment. Rich cultural heritage, Dominica has the indigenous people. We have the Carib Village, which is a must-do attraction for tourists coming to Dominica. At least it's promoted as that. We have our Creole food, a mix of African, French, Carib, Indian. We have our music, very indigenous music. We have everybody knows of the World Creole Music Festival in Dominica. Then we have our language, again, a combination of cultures there. So we have a rich social cultural heritage, which attracts tourists to Dominica. We have volcanic origin, which endows us with hot water springs, the sulfur baths, the spas and wellness tourism offer. Again, environmental experience. So we offer all of this, and health and wellness as well. And we are very agricultural. So when we spoke about leakages as a result of food imports, and we spoke food import bill, and we spoke about our Creole culture, this is our agricultural sector that could be used to meet that demand. It's a multi-pronged response to what tourists are coming to consume in Dominica. Dominica also entered the market with the benefit of lessons learned from experiences of other tourism destinations in the rest of the Caribbean and globally. So as a relatively new entrant to the sector, Dominica, given its endowment, adopted a tourism policy that includes emphasis on environmental management and preservation, preservation, promotion, and broadcasting of its rich heritage, and above all, targeted development, promotion of its agro-tourism and community tourism product. So we see Dominica recognized one cannot compete in the mass tourism sector given its size, its endowments. Two, this is the trend in the global market, anyhow, nature and experience tourism, and that is what I have to offer. Eh? Now, this policy stance required measures that seek to preserve the products that the tourists come to consume, which we spoke about earlier. The tourism is a sector that uses, consumes, and can deplete the products and services that make it grow. So Dominica, mindful of that, implemented several measures. It required undertaking of comprehensive environmental and social impact assessments before final approval of tourism plan development projects. Regulations regarding management of its forestry and wildlife resources, its flora, fauna, and waste management. Human resource development became important across sectors. Human resource, the quality of your human resource was identified by Dominica as very cross-cutting and very key to the growth of the tourism sector. So human resource development became a critical pillar of economic development, sector development in Dominica, and targeting especially small entrepreneurs and the informal sector, who are, in a lot of cases in Dominica, are service providers to tourists. Yeah? Importantly, Dominica set out to manage visitor traffic to its premium sites. Again, depletion of your physical environment. If you have too much traffic to those sites, they become not as attractive as you'd like them to be. So Dominica addressed that. Importantly, a challenge faced by the small business sector in the region, I would say, in small developing countries, is the access to credit. So Dominica introduced special credit and grant facilities to support micro-sized tourism businesses with additional focus on youth and on female entrepreneurs. So Dominica looked at the various measures that could address sustainability of its tourism product service offer. Results as a result of this policy stance and measures, accompanying measures adopted by Dominica, we saw increasing demand and hence a larger share, increasing share of Dominica's visitors being interested in hiking, which is consumption of the environment, water sports, deep sea diving, whale watching, river tubing, again the environment, bird watching, which is environmental. Livestock, which is sociocultural. The laid-back lifestyle we find, I have observed as a small operator in the sector, that there's increasing demand, quite an appeal, Dominica's laid-back lifestyle, especially in the communities. So we see the sociocultural here, and our local cuisine, which is also sociocultural. Yeah? So in terms of the demands, the demand of Dominica's services, those are the areas that seem to be exhibiting fast growth. Another result notice is an increasing number of small tourism projects generating self-employment and other income streams in communities across Dominica. So we see a lot of small businesses being developed in communities across Dominica. Dominica emphasized community development. So that is a result that is being observed. Also, several abandoned farms across Dominica converted to successful agro-tourism, community tourism businesses. So we had across Dominica, usually you a nice drive around Dominica, you saw all the banana farms well cultivated. With the decline in agricultural production, especially banana, there was incidents of abandoned farms across the country. And the tourism, community tourism provided an opportunity for these farmers, these families who own the farms, to convert those into tourism services providing enterprises. So we see their socioeconomic and environmental impacts. We have seen also growth trends in the number of nature experience seeking tourists in Dominica. People, nature lovers, tend to choose Dominica. We have seen growth in provision of ancillary tourism services in communities across Dominica. The social impact, economic impact here, where you find that in addition to the direct employment created, in addition to the self-employment of those who have created businesses to serve the tourists, there are people, because they are now earning an income, they can better take care of their family, they can save, and they could better patronize by other goods and services that they need, and stimulating the other producers of goods and services in the communities, in the economy. That is a very important impact. And importantly, Dominica has experienced modest, not fast, not rapid, but steady growth. We talk about sustainability. Steady growth in the visitor profile targeted. So Dominica set out to target a certain type of tourist, which aligns to its endowments and with a policy stance that ensures that this is done properly. And Dominica has been seeing results in that. We see a lot of hiking visitors. We see growth in people coming to experience Dominica's festivals. We do not see, Dominica doesn't have these white sand beaches. Dominica has not set out to promote attracting tourists who go for that type of product. And importantly, Dominica saw after the impact of Hurricane Maria as a result of climate change, Dominica saw return and repeat visitors coming back to involve rebuilding post-Maria. I say Dominica has experienced success to date in terms of having a sustainable tourism sector because it has ensured that the products and services which attract its tourists are managed, provided in a manner that allows continuous use of the service and the ability of Dominica to continue to offer that service. Yeah, tourism has not jumped to the number one GDP contributor, but it can happen down the road if Dominica continues on that path of sustainability.